Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
Usually he count down.
Okay.
Yeah, but this is the Big and Lazy podcast. We back with another special episode. We always got special guests, and we got
Miss Latifah Price.
That's what's up. Thank you for stopping by on the couch. Where can they find your business? And where can they tell us about you? Where can they?
Okay. My name is Latifah Price. Uh-huh. I'm a licensed makeup artist here in Louisville, Kentucky. I have my own salon located 3928 Bardstown Road.
Yeah.
I offer braids. So I do specialize in braids. Mm-hmm. Things like that. Stitch braids, knotless braids. Like, you know, braids are the thing.
Right.
So I do that. I've been doing that going on 6 years now. Yeah. My anniversary actually just passed, so.
Okay. Did you do anything special for your anniversary?
We actually had a Friendsgiving. So I wasn't actually at the time keeping up with the, you know, actual date of my anniversary. And we actually had a Friendsgiving where all my friends and family came. And it was really a great time. And mm-hmm. then I just happened to look up like, hey, I've been in business 6 years today. So it was like 2-for-1 type of thing.
Ah, that's what's up.
Yeah.
So, like, you say, are you a full-time entrepreneur? Like, it's your main bread and butter?
So, yes, I'm a full-time entrepreneur. I recently, like I was saying earlier, I recently did go back to the medical field just for, like, the holidays type of thing, just for now. But main full-time entrepreneur, yes.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. I make my own schedule.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. That's freedom right there.
Yeah.
But this is the Big and Lazy podcast. And we need y'all to go to bigandlazy.com and subscribe to all our websites. We need you to go to, there it is right there. It's nice and pretty. We got an email subscription service right there at the top. Right there at the first column on the left, that's our support. That's our subscription service. Up top is our email subscription service. This is a paid service right here. $5 a month, you get bonus content, you get extra content, you get every episode early. Like, you ain't got to wait to 2 or 3 weeks. You ain't got to wait none of that. You get them instant. You got access to our full library. We on TikTok, Twitter, Spotify, everything is on there. We appreciate that. But speaking of, we asked all our guests this. This is the Big and Lazy podcast. Give us something good to eat and give us something good to watch.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Good to eat as far as what, like restaurant wise or just something like a recipe or...
Whatever you want, whatever.
So.
Jeopardy music. Sometimes I give people a heads up on my ass and sometimes I don't.
So I'll actually give you guys their page. Their name is Chef Ty. He's a chef here in the city.
Mm-hmm.
He specializes in everything. Wings, burgers, anything you can imagine. So look him up on Instagram and Facebook as Chef Ty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's. Like, if you're looking for home good food, like, really made right, not like the restaurant, little bullshit that they put together, the real stuff, that's where y'all need to go.
Aunties with the fat arms, she's not like
that? No, listen, right there, that one.
Uh-huh. That's what's
and
up.
And then as far as watching-wise, I can't even really give y'all nothing new to watch because I'm still stuck in my ways of what I watch and what I've been watching for years. I still watch Law & Order SVU.
That's a good show. That's classic. That's a real good show right there. Like, especially the certain episodes. I still to this day, like, I go back and watch his member of the William Clyde. It was like 3 or 4 parts. He kidnapped Benson and
Yes, I was just watching that. Actually, really? Yes, yes. That's one of the good ones because they broke it up in a lot of different parts. She was traumatized behind that for a long time for more episodes to come.
But damn, they still coming out with new episodes, though?
Mm-hmm. Still to this day, yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's a testament because they got it with about 25 seasons. That's just crazy. Yes. It's amazing right there.
They got money for money for money for money from they shows.
So do they, I remember the guy, what was his name? Stabler.
Stabler.
Mm-hmm. He came out with a spinoff, Organized Crime. Is that the one thing?
Yep. He still got his show going too.
Oh, I got still going?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And another, not to get off topic, we also asked if you could see anybody on this set on the couch, but you got to be able to make that call or make the text or help us get them on here, who would it be?
That's a good question. If I want to see anybody on her and I can make the call. That is a crazy, ooh-wee.
Do, 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 do.
We need the mayor on her.
The mayor?
Yes.
You got ties with the mayor?
I feel like we can get him on her. Yeah. I feel like we can, enough contacts. There we go. We could get him on her. Uh-huh. Yeah.
We know somebody to know somebody to know somebody.
Definitely.
And we can get the mayor on her.
I feel like we could.
Yeah, yeah. As I go, mayor's government, one time we have a Barack Obama on this couch. I don't know.
I was going to say him, but he's hard to reach.
Okay, the mayor's the next best thing. So you say you've been in business 6 years. So could you, when did you start, when did you know you had a passion or talent for doing, makeup and nails?
So I felt like, once I figured, when you working and stuff, you trying to make ends meet and stuff like that, and something's just not enough. Like, it's just not enough. Like, oh my God, like, it's just not, like, you working check to check, just trying to make sure things are right. And you like, this ain't getting it. So it's like, okay, well, I know I'm no chef. I can't sell plates or I can't make music. I got to figure out what do I like to do that could potentially, make me money.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was like, And at the time, so my name is actually B by T. That's my name, my logo name. And I came out with that and I was doing makeup. At this time, I wasn't braiding. I've been braiding my whole life, to the point where when I was younger, I didn't take it serious as I do now. You know what I'm saying? So I started as B by T. I was doing my friends and my family's little makeup. And it was good then. I'm like, ooh. And to see them be happy about their makeup and, just that little extra pop. I'm like, hold on, I can do it. You know what I'm saying? So then I started taking it more serious, taking classes. Then I went to school, graduated. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, this is what I want to do. So just having the passion to watch people go from just them plain selves to just glam. You know what I'm saying? Instantly, it just stuck with me. I'm like, okay, I can really do this. So then makeup, Louisville, Kentucky, it's a place for makeup and stuff like that, but it's not like California, New York, Atlanta, it was more makeup is high in demand where people need it every single day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of when my business kind of took off, it took off more so just from family and friends supporting me versus the outside world. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it was okay, well, it kind of went slow at first. What else can I do? And so my friend Alana, I don't know if y'all know her, but she's Sweet Peaches' daughter or whatever. She has a restaurant on 18th and Muhammad Ali.
Sweet Peaches. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. Her daughter, I took a braiding class with her daughter. At the time, the class was $125. At that time, she was send me a deposit. Da, 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 da. I'm I don't got them links and stuff. I don't have that. I met her in person with the money. Look, this is what I want to do. She respected me for that. So she was I got you down. I took the class with her. When I took the class, it wasn't to learn how to braid, just to know little, kinks and stuff that, what products, what stuff like that. So I took the class with her, and at the class was a visual class. You're supposed to just really sit back and, watch and stuff that. But she did have the stuff lined out for us. So, I think we just had a girl in the class, and I think she might have just had her hair blow dried and stuff. I'm like, can I try it on you?
Right.
And she let me try it on her, and I literally just picked it up, just picked it up. And ever since then, I just was I never, I And this is just not trying to, I've never not been really booked for braids, like, right. ever. So it's like, I knew right then and there, like, this is where I need to be, like, mm-hmm. you know.
So you did the hair right in the class? Like,
right in the class, like, yeah. I took the, picked the hair up off the table and just started. Because at that time, I knew how to, at that time, I knew how to braid, just braid, yeah. but not, like, with the weave and stuff like that, like, what the girls wanted.
Yeah.
I took the class, and I just took off from her, like, to this day. She'd be like, I'm so proud of you, like, you took my class, and you took off. Like, mm-hmm. here I am 6 years later, like, everybody knows, like, when they speaking on braids, they gonna say my name somewhere. If it's a post being made about yeah. braids, my name's under it somewhere.
Oh, that's dope.
And that's not me bragging. Like, that's me really being blessed. Like, God really blessed that on me, mm-hmm. you know? So, yeah.
So, do you do men and women hair?
I do everybody. Kids, everybody. Your dog. That's what's up. Cats.
Get your cats some straight backs.
No, you know, for real.
That's what's up.
But, yeah.
So, like, you said you've been a full-time entrepreneur. Like, what are some upsides? Like, what are some upsides? And, like, what are some, like, some downsides? Like, what, pros and cons, rather. Where's my English at? I said downsides and upsides. So come on, man. Talking like a, pros, like, and cons.
It's okay. It's, I would say that being the upsides and downsides of being an entrepreneur is exactly what you just said. Like, mm-hmm. when things are good, things are really good. You know, when you have that up season, you have that season when, like, you up, you know what I'm saying? Mm. But then you got to also think of your slow months too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be prepared. You have to have your money set aside. You got to have your shit in order for them slow months. Cause you will have a slow time. Being an entrepreneur is not easy at all. Like, it's hard. It's hard because people, you can't look at people as, like, dollar signs. You get what I'm saying? You got to look at it as you really helping somebody, like, just trying to help them out. What can you do to help them out? You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, and you gotta also think about, like, your customers that, you know, everybody's not easy to work with. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to remain professional in that standpoint too. Sometimes it's hard to, you know, to remain professional. Like, look, man, like, but you got to also try to remain professional because that's your name at the end of the day, too. You know?
I never told this story. It's funny that you say about counting people's dollar signs and this and that. I went to the same barber. I never told this story, but I'm going to tell it today. I went to the same barber. Once I start being able to pick my haircuts, you know, mama took you anywhere. I mean, one time she took us to 35th, me and my brother, and got some fucked up cuts on the porch on 35th. Nigga, fuck, mama went home to her granny. Who didn't cut your hair? Fucked us up. I couldn't have been old about 7 to 8. But long story short, so my freshman year in high school, about that time, you getting your own little money. So I went to this barber. I ain't gonna say his name. He good dude, and I ain't saying nothing bad about him, but, you know, back in the end, then it was ball fades and evens back, you know, but as times change, people, you know, start wearing the froze and, you know, this, that, and the third. He really couldn't fade and tangle with fades and whatnot. So I go in the barbershop one day. I went to him, this is like 04, so this had to be like 12, 13, maybe 10 years later. So he was cutting my hair. I had to throw and everything, yada, yada, yada. So he goes, he's not in the barbershop. You know, he just left town, was emergency, yada, yada, yada. So a lot of his customers was going to other barbers and receiving better service. And they was receiving sometimes even a cheaper price.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, damn, like, how do... So I stepped out of dude's chair. I'm like, damn, I ain't never seen my hair cut like this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, and I thought about it for a long time. I didn't go to the barbershop for a while. Like, how can I tell my barber? Like, all right, bang, whoop de whoop 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 de whoop. So I goes back in the barber chair, and I goes to other, like, I got to go to him. So it was a lot of tension. So I just swallowed my pride. I just cut my hair. I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to go on this. Seriously, I was like, I don't know. I ain't going to say he's my girl, but, like, I've been going to him for like 10 years straight. So I said, fuck it, this is a safe face. I'm just going to cut. Cause I can't keep getting an inferior cut, but you can't cut fro. So, it was kind of like time anyway, so I just got to start rocking the even, yada, yada, yada. But, like, I don't know. It was just like a little story. I never told that story. Like, you can't count them dollars. And, like, you know, it was a lot of tension in the barbershop. So, mm-hmm. I was gone and went back to him. But since then, I found a new barber. Like, I can't keep doing it, bro. Like,
yeah.
I ain't about to... I didn't grow my fro. I ain't about to keep, you know, you got to get with the times. You know, I can't. Yeah. You being a professional, bro, I can tell you how, what to do, man. I can't tell you how to do it, though. I can't tell you use guard one or use guard two. I can't, yada, yada, yada. So.
And you got to build a relationship, like, with your clients to know what they want. Because that's going to bring them back, like, oh, you know, like, they gave me what I wanted. They got a good vibe. Because that's two things I learned. Like, people going to book you if you got a great vibe and you a good person. And also, if you giving them what they want. You know what I'm saying? They going to be like, okay, I'm coming back. She's going to get me right, you know? So.
So, like, describe a time. Like, has there ever been a time that, like, you was like, nah, I'm not. Like, all money ain't good money. Like,
oh, yes.
Like, I'm
plenty
cool.
Plenty of times. Uh-huh. People will book you and then send a deposit and then be like, oh, well, I found somebody else or da da da. And then they want their deposit back. I done run into a lot of little times. I'm gonna tell y'all on this podcast, I done run into a lot of little times where it be discrepancies with that deposit. But the deposit is put in place for a reason, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It secures my time and yours, but some people take advantage of that. Some people, I don't know. It's entrepreneurship and hair braiding and just females in itself, just it has its ups and downs. So that's what I was saying about earlier about just trying to remain professional in certain situations, because sometimes you have that one like, hurt, you know what, I'm gonna give you your money back. I'm going to let you go about your day. It's been times like that.
So has anybody ever tried it? Because I see a lot of, you know, like, especially against, like you say, with black folks and some, you know, with female. I ain't trying to, you know, on one group, but have they ever tried to run to the internet and, like, bad mouth you, like, and what I don't get, though, like, people go to McDonald's and get the terrible service. And, but soon, a small black bone business fuck up one time. I have one bad experience. A smear campaign, like.
Yeah, I've went through that once or twice. But see, when you a good person or when you known for good work, you might have that one person that might, you know, dislike something or just didn't want to agree or just didn't want to handle things the proper way and run to the internet. Then you got your peoples in the comments, you know, defending you, letting them know, like, nah, she's good at what she do. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? So, long as you got your supporters that's going to stand up for you, I feel like you good. And you got to stand behind yourself and your work. And also, you got to understand that everybody can't be satisfied. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have that one or two customer where you just can't satisfy them, and you just have to wish them well. And it be like that sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I go back to saying, remaining professional. Sometimes it gets hard, but that's what you got to do. Yeah, you got to be the big person. Because, you know, how you handle situations, people watch that too, you know?
Right.
So,
like, what was that first, like, you got booked by a person, and, like, damn, like, I ain't going to say you, like, made it, but, like, I surprised you, like, any, like, a.
When I got my first real booking?
Yeah, like, the. Not even the first real one, like the first, like, damn, like, she's fucking with me. I, like, she's like, you know, he, whatever, like.
I think I've had a lot of those moments within these last few years to where people have reached out to me that I felt like it was like. And I'm like, you want me to do your stuff? Like, okay. So I had a lot, like, a lot of big business people, a lot of big people that's big in the city, like, that I would never feel like, dang, I didn't even know that they knew I existed. You know what I'm saying? So I've had that a lot here lately in the last few years. I don't want to drop no names.
No, don't drop no names. You know, secrecy, you know, everybody like enjoys their privacy. So, like, where, how can they find you? Like, where can they book you?
My Instagram is Tifa Too Cool. So it's T-I-F-H-A, the number 2-K-O-O. That's my Instagram. It's like where you can find all my work and stuff like that. You can book me via DM. Like, I'm not the type of person who says, oh, you have to just book my website and stuff like that. Like, I take it how it come. Like, you write me and I can fit you in, I'm going to fit you in. So, and Facebook is Latifah Price, L-A-T-I-F. H.A. Price, and that's my Facebook. Okay. You can write me via inbox.
Latifah's your real name? That's a dope name.
Latifah, yeah.
Are you named after the rapper?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Was your mom a fan back in the day? Or just...
I'm from New York, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see. I was going to ask you, like, where you from? Because I can see that. So you was born in New York?
Yeah, in Harlem.
Oh, that's what's up. Mm-hmm. What made you come to the city?
So my dad was living here when they first started building the Yum Center. He was a part of that project and stuff. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I was living in New York with my mom. And you know how moms and daughters be. They be doing the mom and daughter thing. And we just was clashing. And mm-hmm. I moved here with my dad. And shortly after that, my mom, she had breast cancer and she passed away.
Sorry to hear that.
So I kind of stayed with my dad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Quit wrestling about it. It's picking up in the
mic. My bad, sorry.
It's all right. So how'd you like the city? Like, how was the transition from, like, a big city to, like, what was it? Like, what was some of the contrast in the city like?
I think more so, like, when I moved here, it was different. Just the country from the city part. Mm-hmm. Like, it just a big difference. But I was more so just stuck on being with my dad. So I didn't really... Mm-hmm. You know how dads and daughters be down. He ain't let me go nowhere. Like,
right.
The first little Parkland party was like, you know, he was like, nah, it was nothing. It was, until I graduated high school, I was with my dad. So.
Right. Parkland parties. We just talked to the Boys and Girls Club director. Like, he said it's a whole different, like, it's a totally remodel. You wouldn't recognize it. Like, they put like $1 million in there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
The only golf simulator in the West End is in Parkland, like Boys and Girls Club.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
What year did you graduate? I
graduated 2012 from Seneca.
Oh, that's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
My brother graduated 2012. Baby Joe, we went to Wagner, though.
Okay. I think I heard his name before, though. Baby Joe.
So do you ever go back in New York and visit?
I go to New York twice a year.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. I'm going to New York for New Year's.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What part of Harlem was you from?
I lived on 141st and 8th Ave.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B-Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Fleur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check. The link's going to be in the description. In the comments, go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I ain't hip. Is that the hood?
So Harlem would be like the ghetto of Manhattan. You get what I'm saying? Manhattan's like the city. Harlem's like the county, if you want to say. You get what I'm saying? So it's like the smaller part of Manhattan. So when you think of Manhattan, you think of Times Square and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then Harlem's like, you know, the more rural area.
Oh, I dig.
Mm-hmm.
So do you see yourself ever moving back up there? Like,
I've moved back twice already since being grown and having kids.
Yeah.
And the only reason why I have not just stayed there is because the lifestyle I have here and the lifestyle I will have there, it will be harder because New York's more expensive. Like, everything in New York is just expensive. Like, to have my own salon there like I have here, like, even though that's my dreams, but just thinking realistically, me being a mom, like, you know, like, it's just, I wouldn't say it's not in my near future, but as of right now, just New York's too expensive.
Real talk. I be looking on TikTok and be seeing, like, people, it be like a room like this and they want $1,500 a month. Dude, he was paying like $750 and they sharing a bathroom with Tino.
Me and my sister had apartments together. I said, baby, sis, when the lease is up, I'm gone. I'm going back to Louisville.
Really?
Yeah, it was too expensive.
And you was in Harlem?
We had an apartment in the Bronx. But once the lease was up, I left. Like, just catching a train to work. And it's just different here. I got my own car. I can just, you know, get up and go. It's just more feasible,
right?
Kentucky versus New York. That's the only difference. And then my family's there and not here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's your dad's the only, like, he's
my
the,
dad.
Ah, okay.
And
that's
my
what's
brother.
Up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Yeah. You're a daddy's girl or you're
I'm a daddy's girl. I mean, I'm both, uh-huh. but like I'm a daddy's girl. Yeah. Yeah.
So how was it? How's the like the you say you're a mother. How's the work balance, like the life? How's it? Is that challenging?
Gray hair. It is. It is challenging. It really is challenging. But at the same time, like I feel like my kids are like what I do it for. So it's like at the end of the day, waking up like early in the morning, rushing around, making sure they get what they need for school and then dropping them off and like taking them to do this, taking them to do that, taking them to football. Like at the end of the day, like when I get ready to go in my quiet place, I'm like, damn, I feel good. Like it makes me feel good. And then just working and stuff and just being able to save and give them the life that they want. Because like, honestly, being an entrepreneur, like I can give them the life that they want, like and give them the things that they need and being there for every practice, or every game. And like, that's the real good part of entrepreneur. You don't have to miss out on your kid's life.
Right.
Versus having those jobs where you know, your kid got a big game, but if you miss your job, you're going to get a point that could, you lose your job and then you lose your crib. Nah, I ain't doing that. Like, I can't give that nobody that power over me. You know,
that is. That's crazy, ain't it? Like,
yeah.
If you a minute late, man, damn, man, I get a point for that. I ain't no, you know. You said you a football mom? Is it a soccer mom? Or?
Football.
Ah, that's what's up.
Yeah. Football mom.
So how's
sure.
that going? Like, how's it?
I loved it. It was demanding because they had practice three times a week.
Yeah.
Then two games a weekend. Like, it was demanding. I'm trying to keep up with all the little helmets and the equipment. It was demanding. But at the end of the day, watching them do their games and win some, lose some, and still be happy, it made me happy. So.
That's what's up. That's what it's about, the kids, man.
Yeah.
So, are you familiar with 20 versus 1, like Balloon Pop? So, if somebody it was hopped in your DM tomorrow, like, I'm doing a 20 versus 1, the balloon. Are you doing it? Are you signing up for it? Are you?
Nah, I got my one. I'm good.
That's what's up, man.
I'm good. I'm straight.
You might see the Big and Lazy Pod on the 20 versus 1
really?
Balloon Pop. You might. It's, you don't know. Keep our options open. I from what the ones I didn't see, I'm like, but it's all for shits and giggles. I don't think anybody's looking for love or anything like that.
I would hope not.
And some of the, I don't know. They have to do, I don't know. It's kind of like, maybe when it first came out, it was kind of like genuine. But now everybody just baiting in for likes and clicks. So
what did they ask on there, though? What was some of the stuff? Tell us what they were saying on there.
I can't tell you too much because I didn't really watch, because I don't really watch it. But I watched bits and pieces. It was shout out to Eric J. Somebody asked Eric J on there, like they were just talking, like, what do you do? Yada, yada, yada. He said, I ain't got no, how many kids you got? She said, well, she asked him how many kids he got. She said, nah, I ain't got no kids. He said, how old are you? He said, I'm 30. He said, and she was like, what's wrong with you? He was like, what's wrong with you? He said, what's wrong with me? He said, yeah, you 30 with no kids. Something definitely wrong with you. And he had his balloon and she just popped him on out.
Because he didn't have no kids?
Right. That's what I think. I guess that's a red flag.
Ooh-wee.
Right. So I don't know. Like, but it was interesting. It was funny. Shout out to everybody that was on there. And we got to get some of them people on there on the pod. But it was interesting.
Yeah.
So it was interesting. So is there anything you want to say before you get out of here? Anything you want to plug?
I guess with the holidays coming up, everybody try to, you know, stay in great spirits.
Yeah.
It's some people that probably didn't make it to see today, you know.
Right.
So, if you want to start your own business, don't be scared. Just jump out there and do it. Like, you're going to risk yourself for the next person, the next person's company, risk yourself for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let nobody talk you out of your plans. Don't let nobody discourage you. And
have you experienced any of that? Would you like a discouragement or like I ain't gonna say speaking doubt on you, but like
I have not experienced it, but I think for me, I feel like sometimes some of the people around me or that I feel like should be rooting for me as hard as I be rooting for myself, or just to clap for me as hard as I feel like they should clap, they don't be clapping, and it make me feel a type of way. You know what I'm saying? It makes me feel like, why are you not clapping? If it was you, I would clap for you. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I've dealt with a lot of that, and just trying to figure out what that is. But I also didn't let it discourage me. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, if I don't believe in me, nobody else gonna believe in me. Like, and even if people don't believe in me, that can't stop me from me, you know?
Right.
So, but don't let nobody discourage our plans, and don't let nothing sit y'all back. Like, I know certain situations, like, don't let, like, okay, you lose a job and it, you feel like it set you back. Don't let it sit you back. Like, tell the job, okay, I'm gonna get another job. Or if your car, if you lose your car, don't let it sit you back. Like, figure it out. Like, don't let nothing, no matter what it is, don't let it sit you down and sit you back.
It's not about how you fall, it's about how you get up.
Yep.
Don't be a victim of your circumstances. Like you said, just keep going. Life goes on. Like, no matter, you know, people, you know, you might lose family, might lose jobs, might lose cars. Life goes on. And, you know, keep going. It ain't about how you, you know, fall, it's about how you get up. Because, you know, get up and I was about to say something, but I forgot. Yeah, but overcoming adversity, like that's what I was about to say. Like, and you said something about people clapping for you. I noticed betrayal, heartbreak, backstabbing, it don't come from nobody. It don't come from a stranger. It comes from somebody in your corner, somebody you love, and that's the sad part about it, right? That's the, I don't know, but like, I don't know. We're going to make them clap, though. We're going to...
Yeah.
Because I be noticing some people don't be clapping for me, but it's all good. It's certain people. Don't never share my podcast, literally. But they in my inbox saying, hey, man, you helped me get my podcast off the ground. I'm like, damn, fam. That's kind of odd. But hey, man, we're going to make it do what it do. Come to Confirm Network. Come. We got the professional studio. We got good price, good quality mics. We'll help you get your podcast off the ground. We got the greatest producer in the world. I feel like I got one of the biggest platforms in the region, and I'm willing to help anybody. Is it a message you want to say to the youth before you get out of here? Any message
to the youth? Be a leader, not a follower. Don't condone the bullying. If you see somebody being bullied, because I see that a lot. We're starting to see that a lot. If you see somebody being bullied, either, like, tell a teacher or somebody, you know, that can help the situation, or stop it, you know, because bullying is never good.
I think it's always been bullies, but I think the internet has just spiked this shit out.
Yes.
Now you get virtual bullied. You have to go outside back in the day to get bullied, but now you can get bullied from your own goddamn home, like
TikTok and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yep. So it was a good pleasure talking to you. So what do you see as a business? And one more question. Where do you see a business? And I say another 6 years. You say you've been in for six.
In another 6 years?
Yeah.
I see having multiple locations.
Oh, okay.
So in 6 years, you asked me, would I ever go back to New York? If I did, my business would be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
And I want to look back on this podcast in 6 years and be like, yep, I got a business right there.
There you go. Hell yeah. I'm going to be... I don't know, the number one podcast in the world in 6 years. So we're going to recollab. And what's I about to say? I forget. I got to leave the drugs alone, man.
Oh my God.
took my mind away, man. I want to say something. I forget. Well, I'll think about it next time. But it's the Big and Lazy Podcast, and we're going to end it just like that. Yeah.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.